spearheading this revolution in pop.
From Vancouver, let's go to the Retinal Circus, the West Coast home of psychedelic sound, where every weekend you can hear the top groups of the underground.
Amigos of Ray Small.
Don't worry about dying. You were meant not to live.
As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here.
For psychedelic, garage, freak beat, and progressive rock 1965 to today, listen to Stereoscopic Redoubt, Thursday evenings, 6 to 7:30 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
A long time ago, in a city far, far away,
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.
We'll be right back.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. That is one thing that I truly love about the Sword, how they can just capture the essence of a Renaissance fair. I still haven't been. I know that they have Renaissance fairs in like Abbotsford or somewhere really far from me, but I just haven't been able to go yet because I don't know anyone else that wants to go. I don't want to go by myself. Show up by myself to a Renaissance fair that I've never been to before? No, not happening. But if you guys want to go, give me a call and we'll all go to the Renaissance fair and have a merry old time. That was The Sword off of their newest album, Gods of the Earth. That song is called To Take the Black. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Last Thursday, I played the interview that I had with Alkaline Trio. They were here at the end of the month, last month, playing an all-ages show, and I was lucky enough to interview them with a couple of my friends. We got to interview Matt and Dan, spent about half an hour with them on their tour bus, and it was really rad, and I had such a good time. And then even after the interview, like during the actual show, so good. I was having such a good day. And that's how I judge like how good a show is. I know a lot of people, they go to shows and they try to, for them a good show is like, I guess, how well a band sounds, or you know, how good their levels are, or what their stage presence is like. But for me, a good show is something that's, is a day that's memorable to me. And that's, I know it's already, it's only like June, so like middle of the year, but I'm already starting to think about best shows of the year, best albums of the year. And at the beginning of the year, I was so sure, I was like, I was dead sure that the Hive show was going to be the best of the year. I had an amazing time. I dressed up for it. I talked about it for a long time, and it was so good. But then I went to Seattle, and then I saw The Sword, and I had such a good time because I was in another city, and it was a total like vacation type thing. And The Sword are so rad. And then I saw Alkaline Trio, and I got to interview them the day of as well, so I was having just like a bitchin' time. And I don't know anymore. I don't even know. What if I have like more amazing experiences and I can't make up my mind by the end of the year? I don't know what I'll do. Harry and the Potters are coming back to Vancouver. They're playing at the Ukrainian Hall. I don't remember when, but I'll let you guys know when I do a bit more research. And Harry and the Potters were definitely my favorite show of the year maybe 2 years ago or so. What am I gonna do? I don't know. I have the same problem with releases, like CDs or albums that have come out this year. I was so sure it would be the brand new Cancer Bats album, but the new Sword album came out, and I don't know, Alkaline Trio have a new album coming out July 1st. And speaking of new albums, we have the new full length from The Jolts. Amazing. One of my favorite local bands. Why don't we get to that right now? Let's play some brand new Jolts for you guys. They have a new album out called Haute Voltage. Let's play it right now. If you guys wanted to give me a call here in the studio, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. Maybe give me a heads up on any good shows coming up that you're excited about, or any new albums coming out. Maybe you have the same dilemma. This year is going to be an amazing year for music. It's already been so good, and it can only get better from here. So let's get to some brand new Jolts on We All Fall Down.
What is that? I know what that is. That's music.
For $15, the Friends of CITR card scores you in-store discounts at Beat Street, Red Cat, Vinyl, Scratch, and Audio Pile. Support Vancouver's finest indie radio station. Pick up your card today.
What do you want to do with your life?
I want to rock.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. That was St. Catharines off of their album Dancing for Decadence. That song was called, what was it called? I'd Rather Be Part of the Dying Bungee Scene. It's kind of an old album. I'm not sure if they've come out with anything new since then. They probably have. It's been a while. This came out like, what, 3 years ago? Maybe? 2 years ago. Anyways, they're coming to town. They're playing a show with Lagwagon and a band called Tat that I've never heard of. But Lagwagon, St. Catharines, playing August 26? 9. Ooh, what was it? I don't remember anymore. It was like August 26th. Yeah, August 26th at the Croatian Cultural Center. So it'll be an all-ages show. Before the St. Catharines, I played Last of the Bad Men off of their latest full-length album, Ride. That song was called Hit 'Em Again. And prior to that, I started off with some brand new Jolts off of their newest album, Haute Voltage. That song was called I Never Loved You. If you were interested in checking out my playlists, I do post them online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. Sometimes I put photos up, trying to branch out a little bit. For the last like couple years, I've just been posting the actual like song titles and make it really straightforward. Just trying to go for like some kind of minimalist thing, but now I'm adding photos and like little videos that I find. It's so good. It's so fun. Anyways, if you wanted to download podcasts for this show and many other shows in CITR, you don't even need to have an iPod. It just means that you can save a copy of this show to your computer and listen to it at a later date, as many times or as little times as you wish. You can do so through CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca. Anyways, what was I going to tell you? Another band that's playing a show, another local band that I admire as well, Carpenter. They have a new album out. It is called Law of the Land. And they're also playing a show here in Vancouver. Carpenter are playing July 13th with the Shook Ones and a couple other bands that they didn't write down. That's really great. At La Casa del Artista. I don't even know where that is, but it's happening July 13th. There's a lot of really rad shows coming up. And then the day after that, July 14th, King Khan and the Shrines are coming to Vancouver. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? They're playing at the Red Room July 14th. So how about we get to some brand new Carpenter and then maybe some King Khan? I don't know. I really don't know where this is going. I'm not good at planning ahead of time, so just get to some Carpenter on We All Fall Down.
You're listening to Radio Our Music, Our Way.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Ariel. That was Greg and Tonito. At Tonito? Oh, man, I really suck. The lead singer from the Bouncing Souls off of the Brats on the Beat compilation, which was a CD of Ramones covers done by a bunch of kids and lead singers from different bands like Bouncing Souls. That was a cover of Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio. I was going to play California Sun, but I don't know, it might just make people bitter. January. That's where we are right now, guys. What I'm thinking is, I'm not trying to be a downer, only a realist, but it might just be cold for a really, really long time. And what if it's cold like all through July and it just turns into August and this cold summer, quote unquote, turns basically into autumn and then winter? And then there was no summer ever, except for those two really warm days that we had at the end of May, maybe? Yeah. What if? What if? Not trying to be a downer, but just thinking about different possibilities. Before that, I played King Kong and the Barbecue Show off of their album What's for Dinner. That song is called Captain, Captain, and we are currently listening to King Kong and the Barbecue Show, same album. King Kong is coming to Vancouver, not with Barbecue Show, but with the Shrines, which will be just as rad, maybe even better, July 14th at the Red Room. Before that, I played AFI off of their album The Art of Drowning. The song's called Wester. And I only played them because last night my sister and I were talking about how much we used to really love AFI, and I don't know what happened. I really don't know what happened. This new album was supposed to be the rebirth or something, but I don't know what happened. Anyways, old AFI that I really liked. Before that, I played Carpenter off of their newest album, Law of the Land. That song was called You Can't Keep a Good Man Down, and Carpenter are playing a couple of shows coming up in the future. How about we go to show listings right now? I don't have a lot to tell you about, but what I do have to tell you are pretty good. So, listen up. Living with Lions are playing a show. They're a local band. They're playing a show here at the Media Club, June 15th. So that's soon. Isn't that soon? That's like in 3 days or something. Nashville Pussy are coming with the Reverend Horton Heat June 26th, and they're playing at the Commodore Ballroom. Carpenter, local band they just talked about, is playing July 18th at the Media Club. Vancouver is playing a show with the Transmitters, the Master Apes, and Lost Tycoons July 11th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Judas Priest is coming to Vancouver. If you didn't already know, they're coming to Testament July 24th at GM Place. Another rad show coming up in July is Boris. Boris have a new album out, same with Lay of the Minotaur and Torch. They're all playing, all three of those bands. Can you even imagine a more amazing lineup right now? July 30th at Richards on Richards. That is another contender for best show of the year, FYI. I don't even know. Lagwagon's coming to town. They're playing with Tat and the St. Catharines August 26th at the Croatian Cultural Center. And Flogging Molly is coming to Vancouver. They're playing October 14th at the Commodore Ballroom. Rumor has it that Rancid might even come to Vancouver. I'm not saying that they are. It's not official. But one would assume that since they're playing in Calgary and Edmonton, that they'll be coming to Vancouver. Why would you not? If you're already playing in Alberta, you're not going to come to Vancouver? I don't know. Anyways, you guys can check out my playlist online at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com, and you can even download podcasts for this show and a bunch of other shows on CITR through our website, which is www.citr.ca. Coming up next, I'm just going to play some new Pennywise. I'm getting really hungry. At usually around this point, like the quarter to two point, I get really, really hungry. And it's just starting to set in, so I can't really think about what I want to talk about on my show. I get kind of sleepy, and I just start thinking about what kind of food I want to eat. So, thinking about food, playing some new Pennywise on We All Fall Down. a poopy pants. That's what you are, Robin. Big old poopy pants.
Could you actually smell it? I'm sorry. I thought I was.
King Kong ding dong. Big old dingus. It's you. No high five. I beat Robin in arm wrestle match last week.
Yeah, I'm not the one walking around with big tattoos. Am I?
Yeah, but tattoos don't make you any stronger.
Builds muscle.
No, it doesn't.
It's constantly poking at the muscle.
Let's
fine.
Not.
Okay. I'm weak, okay? But my brain is strong.
I may be weak in body, but I am strong in spirit.
My telekinetic powers will take you down. Where's my die?
Those are mine. Don't touch them. Don't touch. Okay, get it. Thursday is Dungeons and Dragons night, all right? Okay. I just played Lair of the Minotaur off of their album The Ultimate Destroyer. That song was called Horror. They're coming to town. I already told you about it. And I played The Transmitters before that off of their self-titled album. The song was called Alma Blackwell. Prior to that, Clear the Barn off their album Off the Floor. The song was called Devil Music. And apparently they're not even together anymore. The week that I finally play them, right before I play them, one of the guys calls in and says that the band's not together anymore, which kind of sucks. Because terrible timing. I totally blow. Anyways.
It's like a eulogy.
Something like that. And I started off that set with Brand New Pennywise off of their album Reason to Believe. That song was called All We Need. If you wanted to check out my playlist online, you can do so. We all fall down. CITR.blogspot.com. Robin is here to do the Inkstead show. Flying solo today. Caw! And then like at 3 o'clock, we have Brennan and Cody coming in to do Crimes and Treasons. So stay tuned to see. Stop it. Stay tuned to CITR. I'm done. Thanks very much for listening, Colleen, guys. I'll be back next Thursday. I'll leave you off now with Be Your Own Pet. Robin may or may not cut this off.
I can see you looking and I really, really want you to. I can see you looking at me.